presumably.
Yeah, when I was young. When I was young.
Do you know when it did disappear, the bandstand?
I couldn't tell you. It disappeared. It was surrounded by those trees. What were the trees that we had an influx of trees?
The London Plane Tree, would it be?
No. No, it was quite well known, but there was a disease, and they were all round the bandstand.
Oh, not the elm, the Dutch elm disease.
I think that was it. Mm. They were all, you know, they were round that, and they were all cut down. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, it's a pity that the bandstand isn't there anymore, isn't it, really?
That's where the cafe now is, isn't it, I think?
First cafe was put almost directly opposite, a wooden one. And near where I sit, generally, near there. Mm. And then they were moved over to the other part by brick. That one was all wood. Mm. This one was brick. And then the yobs started getting at it, so it was moved slightly. But down below it, there was a putting green. And you could go into the doings and order some clubs and then go out on the putting green. Because if you noticed, it drops in layers. I don't know if you noticed it now.
The park.
Yeah,
the
park. On
this side, there's the bit where we've got the cricket pitch laid out now, isn't there? Is that where
you... Yeah, the other side of you've got the cricket pitch there, and you've got the cafe there, and below that there used to be a couple of
steps, but levels.
Oh, maybe where the stone circle is. Now
Yeah. Well, there was a putting green. Now I remember that well, putting green.
Public use.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So did you used to go?
No, I'm too young then. Expect I was. Yeah. No.
And what about the bowling club? Had that always been
there? That's always been there, yeah. And the cricket pitch, they used to put rope round it, and no one would touch that. You know, nowadays it's bloody pulled up. Even the bowling, they get in there and they start playing football in there. Mm. You know?
Yeah, it's
but
a bit crazy.
In those days, you didn't think of that. Mm. There's so many different things that are so different now.
Why do you think that is, Len? Why do you think that? Do you think it's a respect thing? The whole
thing, it's the lack of respect that goes on. It's not just here, it's everywhere. Different things, you know, lack of respect and everything. People claiming for this, that and the other, that you just accept it. I mean... one of my brothers died, the doctor put him down for TB. Wasn't bloody TB at all. He pulled out the bloody bed and bashed his head on one of the doings at the side, the table. And that's what killed him. So many things that... And you accepted them. Mm. You thought, everybody knows the doctor, you know. would dispute what a doctor has to say.
So just on a kind of completely different tack again, then, something that I was very intrigued to find out about was that down by where Brockley Station is...
Yeah.
They're now building on it, but for a long time it was an MOT garage, wasn't it? And I don't know if you've been down that way, but then prior to that I was told it was a cinema for a long time, which only closed in the 1960s. Do you have any recollections?
Whereabouts is that?
Right beside where Brockley Station is now. On this side, so effectively, if you know where the Brockley Barge pub is?
Yeah.
The big one on the corner? Well, there's a big plot right behind the pub.
Yeah.
For many years, it's been an MOT garage and yard.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was a cinema, the Brockley Ritz, I think they called it.
Yeah.
And that was there from the 20s until I think about the 50s or 60s. And I'm just curious if you had any recollections of it, but perhaps not.
Don't remember that. No.
Well, on that note, did you dance at the Rivoli?
Yeah, Rivoli. I know, BBC took it over, didn't they, more or less? I never danced there, but yeah, it was there. Because don't forget, you had to learn how to dance, the step, quick step, and otherwise you didn't go near the bloody place unless you'd had a few beers. I used to, when I was at Goldsmiths, I used to go in the pub there, there was a pub near there, have a few brews and then go in for dance if it was in the Goldsmiths main hall. Oh, Christ, anywhere you went, you had to have a few decent tries to take the floor with a girl if she knew you, and you'd be training.
Some Dutch courage.
Yeah, Christ, yeah. Oh, that was quite common. I think it still is. Trouble is now they have to get drunk to do it. And that was no good. You put enough inside to be light-headed and a bit daring, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, but not if you're going to be dancing properly, like with proper moves with somebody, yeah. It's no good if you're all over the place. Tripping over it. I don't think your lady friend would be very impressed if you did that.
So I wanted to just go back to the Goldsmiths thing. Did you actually practice psychology? So you got your psychology, was it a degree?
Yeah, no, nothing
just,
like
just
that.
Leisure learning?
Yeah. I've got a couple of the brochures from different things that took place there. And in it says, you know, for each class there was certain wording about what they're doing there. I know my first thing there was a woman called Miss Dingwall. And she was quite good. We went to our old, we visited Oxford or something like that. We were shown around there. I mean, we were shown, when I was singing, I was shown around Glyndebourne and all that stuff, you know.
So were you singing professionally?
Pardon?
So did you start singing professionally?
Yeah,
that?
Well, I was part professional. Because I didn't put myself fully into it. I sang a number of operas, you know. I sang a Hoffman and a Tales of Hoffman. Crisis.
So just to backtrack us for a moment. So you started the singing at Goldsmiths and then realised that you...
I was singing popular stuff long before then. I used to earn all my beer by going in. The Ambition Arms was my favourite place. They had a microphone there and a drummer and a pianist. And directly I got in there, Bill, I think it was, who ran the thing. He said, "Glenn, give us a song, you know." So I used to sing Stardust. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. Oh, God, that went down, you know. There was that, and there was another pub nearly opposite Deptford High Street, St. Edelham Street, all Irish. So when I went there, my mother was Irish, so I used to sing a few Irish numbers. "What are you having, my boy?" And I always took a mate with me. So I say, "Well, I've got a friend here." "Well, that's all right, what's he having?" So I had a very good, teenage doing. It's lovely.
And then, all right, but so then you at Goldsmiths, you sort of took it on to a bit more of a level.
Well, I actually what happened is that my wife, surprising how many things your wives do for you, but. She saw a thing, an advert in the paper,